Hello?
Hi, is this Peter?
Yes.
Peter, this is Sierra from Family First. I just wanted to follow up with you. Were you able to schedule that assessment with the broker?
No.
Okay, so that needs to get done to open up your case to get onto the waiver. I can call in with you if you'd like. I can get you through to them if you'd like.
Yes, please.
All right, but you have to request the assessment, okay?
Okay.
All right, they're gonna ask, is this your first time calling or whatever? All right, hold tight.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Vera. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
First time.
So are you calling for yourself or are you calling for someone else?
Myself.
So you're calling to get assistance in the home with dressing, bathing,
Yes.
meal preparation, light housekeeping? Okay.
Yes.
So, in order to acquire these services, you must make less than $2,982 a month income, and you must have less than $8,000 in assets. The assets does not include a house and one car, but it does include checking accounts, savings accounts, pension plans, 401k, 403b plans, or life insurance policies with a cash value. Also,
Okay.
with these community health care waiver programs, you will have two assessments. The first assessment is with the enrollment case manager for Maximus, with whom you're speaking to right now, and that would be to see what community health care waiver you may be eligible for, your financial status, and your medical status. The second thing us here at Maximus will be doing is we will be sending a physician certification form to your doctor. Your doctor is responsible for filling it out and sending it back in to us. The third thing we will be doing is we will be sending an inquiry to the Area Agency on Aging. The Area Agency on Aging, what they will do is they will contact you to schedule what we call a functional eligibility determination. That is just a term to see what level of care you need in the home. And the fourth thing we here at Maximus will be doing is we will be sending an inquiry to the County Assistance Office to let them know that you are applying for home and community-based services. And what they will do is they will not call or come to your home. What they will do is they will send a letter. If they need any financial information, they will verify either bank statements, pension plan statements, 401k, 403b plans, or life insurance policies with the cash value. So what we are going to do right now is we are going to start the application process if this is something that you really want to have. And we will start off with, I do need to obtain some personal information. I will need to have your first and last name, please.
Peter Irizarry.
Can you spell your last name, please, Mr. Peter?
Yes, I-R-I. Z-A-R-R-Y.
So that was I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y, correct?
Yeah. Junior.
Junior. And can I have your date of birth?
12/13/92.
Okay. And I also need to have your social security number, please.
Yep. 118-802-134.
Thank you. Just a moment, please, okay? Okay. Is your primary language English? We have to ask everyone this question. And can I have a telephone number where you can be reached, Mr. P?
Yes. 717-824-6124.
So that was 717-824-6124. Okay. And can I have an address for you?
Yep, 821 6th Street.
Okay, and the city and zip code?
It's Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17603.
And that's in Lancaster County, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And your date of birth again is 12/13/1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in a few moments, I will need to have your primary care doctor's first and last name, but I will let you know when I need that information, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, now can I have your primary care doctor's first and last name, please?
Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
His name is James Bounds.
James Bounds. Can you spell his last name?
B-O-U-N-D-S.
You said B as in boy, O-U-N-D-S?
Yes.
And his first name is James?
Yes.
Just a moment. Is he a medical trainee or a nurse practitioner?
He's a primary care provider for Eternal Medicine.
Okay. Are you sure the last name is B-O-U-N-D-S?
Yes. It says...
I am not able to...
It says P-A with the dash C next to his name.
It says P-A with a dash, and what else does it say?
C.
Can you spell what you're saying?
P-A dash C.
Okay, so that it sounds like a medical trainee. Do you have any other doctors on that card, sir?
Yeah, I have a neurologist.
Can I have that neurologist's name?
Yeah, Neha, N-E-H-A. Safi, S-A-F-I.
Just a moment. And the first name is R-S-H-A-D.
Say again?
Is the first name, does it start with an A?
N.
It starts with an N?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me a telephone number?
Yeah. 717. You said her telephone number?
The office telephone number, yes.
Give me 1 second. Seven one seven three nine six nine one six seven.
Okay, so I do have that doctor here right now. So what I am doing is I am opening up an application for services for you. I have already explained the process to you. Now it is time to schedule the first assessment with the enrollment case manager, okay?
Okay.
Now, this would be an in-person assessment, which means that the enrollment case manager will be coming in person. Now, we will be trying to schedule within a 7-day scheduling period. If you want someone at this assessment with you, please schedule with them in mind, okay?
Okay.
Also, that there will be several, so... The enrollment case manager may elect to wear a mask. You are not required to do so. Anyone that will be attending this assessment with you, we do ask that you keep it down to a minimum. Can you hold for one moment, please?
Yes.
Thank you for holding so patiently. So what I am doing right now is I will be scheduling a first in-person assessment. The enrollment case manager may elect to wear a mask. You are not required to do so. Anyone that will be attending this assessment with you, we do ask that you keep it down to a minimum, not too many people. Also, that there will be several phone calls. The first phone call would be from our outbound dialer, and that would be to remind you that you have an upcoming assessment with the enrollment case manager. And the second call would be from the actual enrollment case manager themselves, either on the day of or the day before to confirm your availability, okay?
Okay.
So the time frames are between the hours of 9 to 11, 11 to 1, or 1 to 3. What appointment time would you like to have?
11 to 1.
Okay. Just a moment.
No worries.
So you would like to have the earliest 11 to 1 within the 7-day scheduling period?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me look for that, but first I am going to verify the information that I already have, okay?
Okay.
So I will be verifying your address and your telephone number. Now, what I can do right now while I'm in this screen, your case number is 117.
Give me one sec. 117.
2995.
Okay.
And the telephone number that we have on this case, is this a cell phone?
Yeah.
Would you like to get text message updates sent to the cell phone?
Yeah.
So some data rates may apply, so you will periodically get a status case information concerning your community health case waiver program text to your cell phone. That is 717-824-6124, correct?
Yes.
I'm sending you a test text now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you should be getting that shortly. And what time frame would you like to have this assessment? Did you say 11 to 1?
Yeah.
So let me verify the address that I have here is 826 6th Street, Lancaster, PA, 17603. And your telephone number is 717-824-6124, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm trying to see why you're...
82 people?
I said 717-824-6124.
The address?
Oh, the address again? Let me tell you what I said the address was, okay?
All right.
The address that I said that the enrollment case manager will be coming to is 826 6th Street.
It's 820. It's 821 6th Street.
Okay. So let me update the address. It's 821, not 826.
Correct. 821.
Okay. So that's 821 6th Street.
Yes.
Lancaster, PA. Okay. Just a moment. Okay.
Sure.
821 6th Street. Lancaster, PA, 17603. So it's kind of confusing because the address, when I type it into the system that we need to schedule this appointment, it comes out to 826.
Weird. It's 821.
Okay, so I have 821, okay?
Okay.
So do you need an interpreter? We have to ask this of everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me find you the earliest 11 to 1 that there is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the earliest 11 to 1 that I do have is on Thursday, March the 5th. Are you available that day?
Give me 1 second. Yeah, I have an appointment that day at 11:15. I can do it
so
after.
I just have another on the 6th. I have one for the 6th. That's on a Friday, sir.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Between the hours of 11 and 1.
Okay.
So in order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not give you a specific time. We give you a window of time. Our enrollment case manager will be arriving within that window of time. Now, before we end this call, I would like to confirm that our enrollment case manager, and the enrollment case manager's name is Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, Cox, C-O-X.
Okay.
So, Ms. Cox, she will be arriving at the address that we verified earlier on March the 6th between the hours of 11 and 1, and the appointment will last between an hour to an hour and a half. You will receive a call from our outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time and advise you of additional information that you may need. Now, for verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please be sure to have some form of identification. That could be a driver's license, other photo ID, or social security number, or any medical information that you may have, such as insurance card, MA access card number, MCO card, or a doctor's name, address, and fax number. Now, should you have a question, need to cancel or reschedule, or if you have an address or phone change, please call us back at the number that was called today. And please note that in the event that you are deemed a no-show or cancel this appointment 3 times, we reserve the right to close your application. We will not speak to anyone in regards to your application without your written or verbal permission. And please remember, if you need assistance with navigating the enrollment process, please contact the PA link at 1-800-753-8827 to inquire. Now, that number that I just provided for you is just in case that on this one phone call there was a question that I was not able to answer for you. You can call that number and they will be able to assist you, okay?
Okay.
Now, at this time, do you have any other questions, anything else that I can assist you with today?
No.
So, 2 things before we disconnect the call. We'd like to thank you again for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. And please remember, we support applicants with any complaints or grievances they may have during the application process. We may be following up with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with the visit. As the hours of services are determined by the managed care organization after enrollment is completed. And remember, the application process can take up to 90 days. Also, when the enrollment case manager comes to your home, when Ms. Heidi Cox comes to your home, please be advised that the state has advised us to have the applicant provide some form of financial verification. That can be a bank statement. That can be a Social Security or Disability Award letter. Please show the enrollment case manager, but please do not give it to the enrollment case manager, okay?
Okay.
Now, at this time, is there anything else that I can assist you with today? Do you have any other questions?
No.
Thank you so much for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.